Today, Be'ezah Hashem begin the second parak and learn the Av Zayin of Masechtas Harayos. Some of the topics we learned about include: this parak primarily deals with the halachas of Par Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Gadol who is anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha committed an avera that is punishable with Karis, he is liable to bring a par for a Korban Chatas if the following conditions were fulfilled. Al Helam Davrim Shegigas HaMaisa. There must be both Hayroah and Maisa. He first ruled and permitted the avera for himself and then committed the avera. Hayra Shegig V'Asa Shegig. Both his ruling and the avera were done inadvertently. Lavatla Mitzis Ulekai Mitzis. He ruled to partially permit a mitzvah but not to completely uproot a mitzvah. If both the Kohen HaMashiach and the Tzibur committed the same Aver because the Kohen HaMashiach and Bezin issued the same erroneous ruling, the Kohen HaMashiach achieves atonement through the Par Helm Dovish al Tzibur and it does not require his own par. The Machlok is Rebbe V'Chacham regarding Mashiach B'Avodas Kechavim. If the Kohen HaMashiach committed Avodah Zarah without a Hara, whether he requires a Korban Chatas. Both agree that for Avodah Zarah, the Kohen HaMashiach brings a Seira like a Yachid and not a Par V'Sar like the Tzibur. And Meshavin She'ein Maybe Asham Tali. Both agree that the Kohen Gadol does not bring an Asham Tali for a questionable Avera.